Yo, today is November 28, 2022. Welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. We're your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We cover breaking news, culture, memetic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. That's exactly what we're all living through right now. It's fucking historic. It's historic. It really is. Anyways, so really interesting. Elon Musk released this kind of like a pitch deck, like a deck. And in it, on the very last page, it says payments. The payments page of it, right? All the rest of it was filled with data about how, you know, people are joining, it's hitting historic numbers and all that stuff. But the payments page is blank. It's really interesting. Today, I'm going to make the case as to why it's inevitable that he chooses Bitcoin to build this on top of. Because he's tried this before. He tried this before with PayPal, and it failed. And the reason it failed is obvious reasons, right? It's not decentralized. It will inevitably be co-opted, and that's exactly what happened, right? So today I'm going to make the case as to why I believe it's going to be Bitcoin, even if he's still in that 2017 mindset of blockchain and crypto and all that BS, all that garbage. But I believe inevitably he's going to come to Bitcoin is the only viable solution. It's the only choice to make because it's the only thing that is sufficiently decentralized to survive the onslaught of attempts by governments to try to co-opt this thing. So I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great show. But first, I want to introduce our awesome guest. He is the host of this awesome podcast called Talking in Bits. To be honest, has really good production value. I love the lighting and the video, and I know how hard that is because I do it myself. So how you doing, bro? Happy to have you on the show. I'm really excited that you're here.
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, Nico? What's up, Simply Bitcoin peoples? Thanks for having me on the show, man. I appreciate the feedback on Talking in Bits. It's something I still to this day try to perfect every single time I have a mic around.
Well, it's definitely looking great. And of course, my legendary co-host, always optimistic. I don't know why. The world could be falling. He's like, bro, I'm chilling. Optimus Fields, how you doing, Opti? What's up, bro?
Well, I'm doing good, Nico. What's up, Deathbed? Is it Deathbed? Yeah, dude, I'm blind. I need new glasses, guy. Deathbed, what's up, bro? Man, how could you not be optimistic? We are Bitcoiners, so. But also, Nico, I think you dropped an F-bomb the first 30 seconds of the show.
I know. I caught it, and I'm like, no! Why did I do that?
Well, there goes today's numbers. No, guys.
Oh, man.
As you can tell, I got the green screen back behind me. I am back in the original stew. So, you know, as I was telling everyone the spaces, I think I gained like 5 pounds back at my parents' house, eating way too much food. So getting back into fit fighting shape. But yeah, I'm excited to hear Nico Jones go in on today's news segment. And then in the culture, guys. You know, it's getting the Christmas season, and I think we got a few Christmas gifts, cheap sats, and also the separation from Bitcoin and crypto. So we got some metrics over here and a cool little thread by Marty Bent that we're going to cover. I think we're going to have a good conversation today.
Hell yeah. I'm really excited. Anyways, everybody, let's get to numbers. Let's do it.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. All right, everybody, the Bitcoin price at the time of recording is 16,286. Stop what you're doing right now. Stack some sats under 20K. Opportunity of a lifetime. You'll be looking back on this 2-3 years from now and be like, remember when Bitcoin was at 16K? Why didn't I stack more sats? Don't be that person. Anyway, sats per dollar, 6,143. Block height, 765,068. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, we're at 14,064. Blocks to the halving, 74,932. Halving estimate, April 24th, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, we're at 5,141 Bitcoin. Capacity value, $83 million U.S. dollars. Realized monetary inflation, still taking the U.S. dollar absolutely to school. Not only the U.S. dollar, all fiat currencies, we're at 1.77%. Market capitalization, we're at $312 billion. In the grand scheme of things, Bitcoin is still a baby. Anyways, today I want to talk about this guy, Buckminster Fuller. Apparently, he was a very well-known system theorist, American architect, designer, inventor, philosopher, futurist. That last part I want to emphasize, futurist. And he was pretty well known. He actually got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and that was presented to him by President Ronald Reagan. From my understanding, the Presidential Medal of Freedom is one of the highest awards you could win as a citizen, right? Not in the armed forces, but as a citizen. So apparently this guy was a big deal. And I actually ran into one of his videos on Twitter. And I thought it was fascinating. And the reason I thought it was fascinating is because this guy was saying things that I think we are seeing as inevitable, just like Hayek, you know, that famous video where he says we have to find a sly, you know, we can't separate money from state with violence. So we kind of have to figure out a way to build it so that they can't stop it. Right. So he nailed that prediction. And I think this man, too, also nailed this prediction. And judging from the resolution of this video, it looks like this was filmed in the 60s or the 70s, man. This was a while back, but he absolutely hit the nail on the head, specifically when he was talking about energy and wealth. And here's the thing, right? As long as inflation is in money, right, in a way, you can kind of say that your energy, if you're saving and if you're earning in fiat, is slowly being sucked out of you, right, via currency debasement. And I think that's what's so awesome about Bitcoin, right, is that there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin, right? So it's like it kind of captures it. Anyways, let's check out what he has to say, and then we'll kind of all riff on it. Let's check it out.
I have to talk about something which would be one of the very big new realizations by 2080, which would be a realistic scientific accounting system of what is wealth. We now know that wealth isn't the goal that the old pirates used to have. Wealth is energy, and we have an Einsteinian world in which the scientists found that when energy left any local system, energy was engine, it only did so by joining another system. It did not go out of the universe. But experiment after experiment, they found the energy never got lost. So they had to write an entirely new law of energy called the Law of Conservation of Energy, which said energy can neither be created nor lost. So this sudden we got a new clue to wealth. Wealth is not something that's going to deteriorate and get lost, which was a great way of thinking and all the economics. Next thing I discover that wealth consists of something more than energy consists. So I find that now that every time we use it, we say I make an experiment. Now every time you make an experiment, you always learn more. You can't learn less. You may learn that what you thought was happening isn't happening. That saves you a lot of your time. We want to then increase the effectiveness of our time. So I then say that the intellectual factor in wealth is one which every time we use it always improves. We always learn more. I've discovered that the energy part can't run down and the intellectual factor every time we use it improves. Therefore, wealth, I discover, is something that always increases. So that I would then point out to you that we are going to be able to afford to make everybody customers. And we're going to be able to afford them to bring in your Africa. And this is the answer to your question. We talk about all world. We're going to have to make all of humanity successful or none.
And that's exactly what Bitcoin is going to facilitate, right? Under the fiat standard, it's such a powerful message. That guy, I think he took the orange pill without realizing he took an orange pill, man. Because he was so based, you know, energy and wealth. And not only that, the parts that he talked about at the very end about Africa and bringing all humanity into the fold. And this is the reality, right, is that fiat money is not an equitable system. It's not an equal system. it benefits people in certain geographical locations. But if you are in a developing country, Venezuela, Argentina, whatever, you're kind of stuck, man. You are stuck. You're captured by your local fiat currency. And that was until Bitcoin came into the mix. Bitcoin is going to give anybody equal opportunity to be able to integrate themselves with the global economy, right? Like if I am some, I don't even have to know your name, but if you're providing value, I'm just giving an example. If you're making graphics for me for Simply Bitcoin and you live in Nigeria, I don't even have to know that you live in Nigeria. Now I could pay you directly. Before, there was very crappy ways. They were very limiting on how much I could pay you, right? They're also very intrusive, which could be used against you, specifically if you live in a country that has a totalitarian government. Bitcoin changes everything. And the comment that he said about wealth and energy is so spot on. And as long as your wealth is in fiat currencies, that energy is slowly being drained via inflation. It's slowly being sucked out of you and it's distributed. It's distributed back to the government. It's distributed basically to anybody who has their wealth and assets, therefore benefit from asset inflation, right? Which tends to be the wealthy, right? So it's such a powerful message. He hit it spot on. Makes sense why they gave him a Presidential Medal of Freedom. And dude, that guy was taking the orange pill before anyone even knew what the orange pill was. Shout out to him. It's a very powerful video and great way to start off an awesome Monday. Opti, what are your thoughts? And we'll move on to Deathbed.
Well, first and foremost, that video was very inspiring. I liked the music behind it. It was giving me the shivers over here. And and Buckminster Fuller, he's so ahead of his time. And I really love one of his sayings. I say it all the time on here, and obviously I'm going to butcher the saying because I don't have Nico's photographic memory, but you don't create a new world by fighting the old system, but instead by building a better parallel system. And this is what we're doing as Bitcoiners. And this is why we continue to stay as optimistic and positive as possible, because the messaging spreads a lot farther than trying to tear down the old system. So this is why I try to do my best to spread that positivity out here every single day when we come on the show, so that people know why Bitcoin is useful, why, you know, people should have calls to action to Bitcoin, what we need to be doing to better our world. And then again, what he was saying, where he was saying like energy is never lost, it reminded me of one of Saylor's quote. Again, I'll probably butcher it when he's talking about Bitcoin, but I'm pretty sure he created like a meme, you know, that Bitcoin conserves monetary energy or something of that sort. And that just like popped in my head while he was talking. And it's like what Nico said, you know, Buckminster taking the orange pill way before it was even created, even an idea. He's also been, I'm pretty sure he said something about like creating a money that is backed by energy, backed by mathematics. He's been talking about Bitcoin since, dude, I think it was the 50s, Nico, not the 60s. But
it's almost as if, you know, it's almost as if this Bitcoin is baked into law, like the laws of the universe, man. And it's like, that's why, and it makes sense, because that's why Hayek was able to reach these conclusions. That's why this guy was able to reach their conclusions. They just didn't have the technology in order to make that happen, right? It would, the money's always been co-opted. It's always been co-opted, right? But once you remove
the money,
it's always been the money. It's the money that's broken. Fix the money, fix the world. Anyways,
hold on, Nico, before you go, you remind me of something you say all the time, and it's like Buckminster Fuller, Hayek, and all the great Austrian economists. It's something you and I talk about all the time. You know, like they have that basic Bitcoin fundamentals. They come from first principles, and their thinking is based on the pillars of truth. And this is why they're able to get to these fundamental truths about the universe and about money. And then again, one more plug. Nico always brings up the Priced in Bitcoin website. And Buckminster was talking that same thing. You know, you get richer on the Bitcoin standard. I know we're in a bear market right now, but over time, zoom out, things get cheaper on the Bitcoin standard. Plug to the Priced in Bitcoin website. Anyways, get it, Deathbed.
Yeah, no, so much to be said here. Regardless of what one would feel about Michael Saylor, I think he's one of the best out there speaking about as money as being energy and time being energy. So I could think of a lot of Saylor points. I also have the pleasure of being around the halls with Parker Lewis around here at Unchained Capital, and hearing him explain how getting paid in Bitcoin for your services and what you, you know, do for a living and what you can provide is the best way to capture that energy. It's the best way to store it over a long period of time. So yeah, I mean, these, you know, Hyatt, Buckminster, these guys, I don't know if it was orange pilled as it's more what Nico was just saying, but this is the laws of hard money, right? They understood this for a very long time. Unfortunately, there was always overreaching governments that would, you know, instill fiat to kind of change the narrative. And fiat is just entrapment technology. That's all it is. It's just their design to slow humans down, to steal from humans and pillage from societies. So yeah, a lot to be said there, but Bitcoin is definitely the solution for all of this. And I think everybody here in this chat and everybody here in this room knows that.
Yeah, man. Amen to that. Preach. Anyways, guys, it's super inspiring. And I think the signal there, right, if you guys would, you know, want to take something from this video or whatever, it's almost as if the laws were always there, but we just didn't have the technology to tap into it. Yeah, right. Almost. I think they were just always there, right? That single source of truth. And of course, that's Bitcoin. Anyways, let's get to news. Let's do this.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by BitBox 2 Bitcoin Only Edition, a hardware wallet by Shift Crypto, crypto-like cryptography. It's secure, it's open source, and it's so easy your mom can set it up. Self-custody is the revolution, and the BitBox makes it simple. Do not leave your Bitcoin on an exchange. Order a BitBox today.
All right, everybody. So, I gotta tell you, it's the last day for the sale. This is Cyber Monday or something. It's Black Friday, then Cyber Monday is the last day you can take advantage of this deal. It's a Black Friday bundle, or and this is Digital Monday. It's one BitBox, Bitcoin edition, steel wallet, three backup cards, 21% discount, all for $190. Crazy, crazy value. Anyways, after that being said, guys, this is absolutely huge. And like always, I connected some dots for you guys. Let's check it out. This is Willy Woo. He says, the empty last section in the deck is the most important, payments. It's his original PayPal game plan, which was never executed nor publicly revealed, but holds a key to why Elon Musk thinks Twitter could become the most valuable company in the world. Remember, Elon has publicly said that there is no everything app in the US. In China, there is. It's called WeChat. And everyone uses WeChat for everything, right? It's just social media, for payments, for everything. And what Elon wants to do is he wants to create similar app, but for the US, for the West, right? For the world and Twitter, right? WeChat is obviously going to be censored by, you know, the CCP. So it's very interesting. But I'm going to connect the dots and I'm going to make the case as to why I believe that it's inevitable. It's inevitable that he uses Bitcoin. And it's not only me that believes this. This is a video that I've actually played for you guys in the past. It's Catlin Long, CEO of the Custodia Bank in Wyoming. And she actually makes a case for it as well. Let's check out the clip and then we'll read the rest of this stuff.
The noise? The noise is the wreck, the rubbernecking that we're all doing on the wreck. Here's the signal. Elon Musk yesterday announced that Twitter is going to be offering peer-to-peer payments on the Twitter platform. That is already integrated with Bitcoin's Lightning Network. He could turn that on immediately today. That is using the real technology. That is the signal through the noise. I know the rubbernecking and the drama is more interesting, but those of us who are really building this technology, we're as positive as ever and frankly grateful that the grifters are being flushed out.
So you heard it from Caitlin herself, right? Anyways, here's the pitch deck. It says, we're recruiting new user signups at an all-time high. User active minutes also at an all-time high, right? Remember what they all told him? They all told him that he was going to fail, right? That was like the message continuously. And I'll get to why. I'm actually going to tie that up as to why they wanted him to fail so much and why the propaganda is so strong. Anyway, it says MDAU passes quarter billion mark. Hate speech impressions are lower. Reported impersonation spiked, then fell. Twitter 2.0, the everything app, advertising as entertainment, video, very excited as a content creator for that. Encrypted DMs, I think that's really important. Long form tweets, relaunch Blue Verified, And now here's the signal, guys. The payments page is completely empty. It's literally a blank page. Now, I found this article on VentureBeat, and the name of the article is Cryptocurrencies Accomplishing PayPal's Original Mission. Scratch out the cryptocurrency. We know that cryptocurrency is inherently centralized, that therefore it can be co-opted by governments. We know that the vast majority of Ethereum validators, since they migrated to proof of stake, are actively censoring for the U.S. Treasury, specifically the Office of Foreign Asset Control, because it is centralized, right? It takes a lot of resources to run an Ethereum node. It's very cheap to run a Bitcoin node. You could buy one pre-built, or you could just build one yourself with the Raspberry Pi. Anyways, it goes on to say, I'm going to read you some of the quotes, right? This is David Sacks, and he served as PayPal's first COO. And this is one of the quotes. He says, Bitcoin is fulfilling PayPal's original vision to create, quote, the new world currency. We actually had T-shirts printed in 1999 with that mission statement. We believe that if we can get enough people to participate, money would never need to leave the system. PayPal could become the database of money. When we got acquired by eBay, that project kind of stopped. But cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are now fulfilling that original vision. I believe that it wasn't just acquiring eBay. Remember when Mark Zuckerberg tried to, I think it was called the Libra, tried to release something similar. What happened? The regulators, Washington, stepped in. They said, you can't do that. They freaked out. It's like, we can't have a private company circumventing, you know, our control of money. Now, the reason that I believe Bitcoin is going to be more successful is because they don't have a choice with Bitcoin. They don't have one, right? Which is why I believe it's inevitable that he chooses Bitcoin. He might not even have come to this conclusion himself yet, because he's still a fan of the shit coins like Doge and all that garbage. And I don't think he's quite fully 100% orange pilled. But if he really wants to make PayPal the payments platform, or to facilitate payments, right? Because Bitcoin at the end of the day is, he's going to reach the inevitable to the pressure that holds really do this on Bitcoin. Anyways, goes on to say, as Sacks alludes to in his comments, PayPal's original vision was much more ambitious than just becoming the de facto payment service of eBay. I, Eric, wrote about this vision in my book, The PayPal Wars. Quote, everyone in the world needs money to get paid, to trade, to live. Paper money is an ancient technology and an inconvenient means of payment. Of course, what we're calling convenient for American users will be revolutionary for the developing world. Many of these countries' governments play fast and loose with their currencies. They use inflation and sometimes wholesale currency devaluations to take wealth from their citizens. Most of the ordinary people there never had an opportunity to open an offshore account or to get their hands on more than a few bills of a currency like US dollars. Eventually, PayPal will be able to change this. PayPal will give citizens worldwide more direct control over the currencies than ever had before. It will be nearly impossible for corrupt governments to steal wealth from their people through their old means, because if they try, the people will switch to dollars or pounds or yen, in effect dumping the worthless local currency for something more secure. Now, here's the thing. That prediction was absolutely right. The part that he got wrong was the very end. It will be nearly impossible for corrupt governments to steal wealth from their people through their old means, because if they try, people will switch to Bitcoin, in fact, dumping their worthless local currencies for something more secure. They thought it was the dollar, but it was really Bitcoin. At the end of the day, just because it's a 2% inflation ideal rate, right now we all know it's 7.7%, but we all know it really is a lot more than that, right? It's Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the answer here. Anyways, it goes on to say, while impressive, that's not a new world currency, but where PayPal's centralized service, keyword there, fell short of its original goals, cryptocurrencies have picked up its mantle. And here are one of the reasons. Here's some of the reasons that they gave as to why it fell short. The first one says the establishment will feel threatened and strike back. As PayPal prepared for initial public offering of its stock in early 2002, regulators from all around the country trained their sights on it. The crime? It was a new technology and it evaded easy classification. don't be surprised if we start seeing elites like JP Morgan Chase CEO Damien Dimon, who calls people who buy Bitcoin stupid, advocate for anti-crypto protections, right? So the reason PayPal failed and its original vision is because it was inherently centralized. It's a centralized company. It's a centralized entity. The reason that Elon's, you know, everything app, right, is inevitably, in my belief, is inevitably going to use Bitcoin to facilitate these payments with people everywhere internationally, is because any other network that you choose to use can and will be co-opted by governments, right? So it's just an inevitability till he gets to this conclusion. And it's something that he's been trying to do for decades now. He tried to do this with PayPal and it failed. Hopefully he learns the lessons, right? Hopefully, you know, a lot of time is saved and he skips, oh, let's try Doge one more try. Let me try this one more time. Because, you know, we all know he's a bit of a shit coiner, right? But if you use a little bit of game theory, if he really wants this to succeed, the only thing he could make this happen on is Bitcoin. And anyways, it's already integrated via Strike, right? You could already send tips, right? But I think that it's time to take it up a notch, right? It's time to have a platform. You know, it sucks because it is centralized at the end of the day. There is still some type of censorship, but it'd be dope to have a platform where anywhere around the world, right? And also not to mention the network effect, right? Because, you know, we all tried to migrate as Bitcoiners. We all tried to migrate to Mastodon, but there wasn't the network effect. You know, then Getter, people tried to migrate to Getter. And then because the network effect of Twitter is so great, right? It'd be dope to have this integration in Twitter itself. Now, it's not the end all be all, right? Ideally, you'd want to be commuting. You want to be communicating with people directly, you know, using peer-to-peer messaging. There's a lot of applications that are being developed, right? So that you can't be, you know, the gatekeepers can't do anything. But man, it would be so dope to have Bitcoin integrated into Twitter and then have something like, dude, you like what somebody had to say, you like someone's thread, and this person lives in Antarctica out of all places, right? You don't know who their name. They could be like Penguin 21 million or something, like, I don't know, some crazy handle. You could pay them directly with Bitcoin. And I think that is going to fundamentally change the world. And I think it's just a matter of time before Elon realizes that. And if he doesn't, dude, someone else is going to build it, bro. This is inevitable. It's an inevitability. But I don't know, bro. Just basic game theory. I think he's going to figure this out sooner than later. And of course, I'm just speculating. But anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts, bro? And then we'll get Deathbed's thoughts.
Hold on, dude. You're getting trolled in the chat. So good. Anyways, to your point.
What is it? Well, how do you actually pronounce
it's
it?
Because Mastodon.
What did I say? Mastodon.
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 Okay. Anyways, to your point. The everything app. Like at first, this is definitely, you know, just on the surface, it's as an American and you know, you mentioned the Chinese model. It definitely is terrifying. You know, if this goes down the wrong path and this isn't built on top of Bitcoin, that's absolutely terrifying. But, you know, the everything app with Bitcoin and Lightning integrated with it, like completely on under the hood, not just in tips like with Strike, that would be absolutely amazing. And just to your point, I think it might... it might do us some good, again, if we just continue to emphasize that there's Bitcoin and there's shit coins. There's a lot of new people coming into the fold. They still don't know that there's a fundamental difference between Bitcoin and what makes Bitcoin different. And if Elon Musk is really on this mission of making Twitter a free speech app, then it is upon him to use free speech money, which is Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the only truly decentralized money in the world. And if he did do what Nico is kind of mentioning, if he did go down the shitcoin path and waste a lot of time and capital to integrate Dogecoin into Twitter app, that would just be a devastation. But obviously, like you said, you know, at a certain point, it will be built on Bitcoin. And again, just to emphasize, like, why Bitcoin is different is because it is truly decentralized, because you can run a node out there, because you can take your Bitcoin into cold storage, into a Bitcoin, signing device, Bitcoin wallet on your mobile phone. Like, this is what makes Bitcoin different from everything else. So if Musk is really on this mission, which it really does seem like he is on this mission of creating Twitter to become that free speech public space where you can actually conversate about the truth, it has to be built on Bitcoin. That's the only way. And if, like Nico's saying, if he is built on Bitcoin, the amount of human capital that will be proliferated around the world, no longer needing a centralized app to, well, even though Twitter is centralized app, but there won't be this middleman to pick and choose the winners and the losers. It'll just be, are you doing something amazing on Twitter? And can you funnel the attention? And no one can stop Bitcoin on top of that. So it would be an amazing, amazing thing to see for just human ingenuity and creativity, and just see, you know, where the next genius comes from. You know, who knows where it comes from? But it, dude, if this happens, big if true, can't wait to see where this is going. I would love to see Twitter integrate Bitcoin and Lightning on top of that. And it's like, this is how we onboard the next couple billion people onto Bitcoin. So, hey, man, interesting future we are going into, guys.
Absolutely, 100%. Deathbed, what are your thoughts on this, man? Are you bullish about that? I do not trust Elon shitcoinery, but I do understand game theory, and I think that if he really does want this vision of a global payments platform built on Twitter, he's not going to have a choice but to use Bitcoin, and that's kind of like my argument. Deathbed, what are your thoughts, brother?
Yeah, man. The hill that I die on all the time, as most people who listen to the show know, is RSS feeds and Lightning solve free speech. So Musk has a huge opportunity here to definitely do what he said he was going to do and make the true first ever free speech application. However, like you just said, Nico, I don't trust Musk, and the incentives have to line up for him to honor Bitcoin correctly. So, you know, if I'm on Twitter and I'm pushing out content, or you guys are pushing out your great content and your listeners are streaming you sats, well, is the wallet custodial? Is he going to allow me to withdraw those sats? Is he going to do everything the right way? Or is he going to make you do some weird, you know, circle jerk run around to try to claim your sats and do all that, right? Are you going to have to pay for a premium subscription to get a Lightning wallet, right? These things that I just don't think that he's going to do correctly, because historically he doesn't show us he's going to do anything correctly the first time. Something else you said earlier, Nico, though, like, I'm not really worried about Musk and Twitter. We all know that Twitter would be nice to have Lightning integrated by default, but, you know, somebody's going to make something better.
Without an intermediary. Right. Because it is technically it is kind of integrated already with Strike, which is awesome. I love Jack Ballers. But it would be dope if it was peer to peer. But I mean, how hard could it be, bro? You could already do it now, and you could just put a Bitcoin address in your bio. Right. But I think you could definitely make it easier for sure.
Yeah. Like sort of like in a smaller scale way, like what Fountain is doing. Right. Like if I'm hitting hearts, it should be automatically 10 sats. Like things like that. Boost should be a thing on Twitter, so I could give you more than what I want to do. And it's a little bit of an extra few steps for me to go to your bio, go to the little money thing, go to the Strike, right? Like that's a lot of extra steps when the action of me rating and liking should be instantaneous sats, right? So that would be nice, but I see a world where he's going to get beat out. There's going to be something better. I've said this before, like when it comes to content and music, like that acquisition of Tidal and Jay-Z that happened, I don't know, a few years back or whatever. Like, when are we going to start seeing like Tidal release Lightning, you know, streaming sats? When are we going to get audiobooks on sats value for value? When are we going to get videos such as this on value for value? So if he doesn't do it, somebody else is going to beat him to it, and everybody's going to fluctuate to wherever it works best. Mastodon is not a good example because it doesn't really work unless you have it really set up. It reminds me of like nodes in 2020. Like if you had a node in 2020, you had to do some like wiring and some loop-de-loop to get it to work. Mastodon works for the most part, but requires a little bit of oomph. Wait till somebody releases an app that doesn't require the oomph. It's just as easy as signing up and going. And you'll see Twitter either catches up or becomes obsolete.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Don't you love free markets? They're absolutely great. Anyways, Amazing. Everybody, let's get to the culture. Let's do it.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, everybody, have an announcement to make. I'm joining Swan, the Swan Bitcoin team, this week. My purpose remains the same. I'm going to give my all to make the best Bitcoin content I possibly can on an individual level and spread the peaceful revolution. Simply Bitcoin is going to remain exactly the same. In fact, it might be even better than before. So I wanted to give you guys that quick shout out after that Swan ad. Guys, check out BitBlock Boom. It's literally a Bitcoin conference by Bitcoiners, for Bitcoiners, network with fellow Bitcoiners, Austin, Texas, August 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 2023. It's not a shitcoin NFT or blockchain event. They only talk about Bitcoin, Bitcoin, and more Bitcoin. And you can take advantage of the promo code SimplyBitcoin to get a discount to BitBlock Boom. And we will be there, and we hope to see all y'all, you guys, there.
Let's go. Amazing. Amazing news. We've been holding that one close to the chest. Nico's super excited. We're excited about that. I can't wait to see what Nico does over there. Anyways, everyone said congrats, Nico. Congrats, bro. All right, guys. Today's culture segment. I was thinking over the weekend, what exactly should I do on the culture segment? And again, like I said in the news portion, we are seeing a lot of people get into the Bitcoin space, and it seems like I am having the same conversations over and over and over again with my friends, with my family, and it boils down to basically one fundamental thing. And it's what I say, you know, we say it all the time. There's Bitcoin and there's shitcoin. And I saw this thread from Marty. And since it is the Christmas season, boys and girls, I think we need to spread that Christmas festivities out there. But as Marty says here in this thread for you guys watching or listening, Marty Bank goes, the quote unquote crypto industry will be purged by a successful Bitcoin industry. And the silver lining of this year has been a clear distinction between Bitcoin and quote unquote crypto. Now it's time to double down and harden the tools that will bring the world a peer-to-peer digital cash system. Perfect segue from what we were talking about in the news. And he goes on later to a BTC pay server in every household and business, a cold card wallet in every stocking, a gaggle of what's miner MBTs next to every stranded gas well, a samurai wallet, blue wallet, or moon wallet on every phone. And when the Bitcoin peer-to-peer economy hits a certain threshold, the opportunity cost of playing stupid games with shit coins will be too high. And so, guys, I know we are currently in the depths of a bear market. We have just seen how many lending platforms, exchanges blow up this year, whether it was Three Arrows Capital. We just had the news this morning about BlockFi going bankrupt. So, and of course, we have the mega news about the FTX Ponzi that happened. And I think it's kind of a theme that we've been talking about here on the show. And it is separating Bitcoin from the quote-unquote crypto industry. And if you're on Twitter, you can see currently even the shitcoiners out there are trying to separate themselves from the scams, and crypto influencers are trying to separate themselves from quote-unquote crypto scams, which is, very ironic considering that they're all running their own scams, because if it's not Bitcoin, it is a shitcoin. But anyways, the point of this little rant is I think seeing what happened with FTX, considering what happened all of this year, yes, you know, we're getting cheap sats right now, but as Marty said, you know, the silver lining is that no longer are we in the same position where we have to, you know, jump through hoops to explain to people that there's Bitcoin and there's shitcoin. And now we have these perfect examples of all year that there is Bitcoin, and then everything else is just a way to take your Bitcoin. So it's going to become very easy for us coming down the line in the future to explain to people with these examples that we had all this year that there's Bitcoin and there's shitcoin, and do not leave your Bitcoin on exchanges. Do not hand out your Bitcoin to lending platforms. Don't chase yield on your Bitcoin, because you are the yield and they will take your Bitcoin. And just to make that point even further, I saw this morning that, you know, again, I've said in the past, I'm not the biggest Glassnode Hopium fan, but we are seeing a lot of accumulation from what they call shrimps and crabs, people holding, you know, 0.1 Bitcoin to 1 Bitcoin to 10 Bitcoin. So the signal through all this is you guys out there are stacking continuously. The signal is spreading that more people should buy Bitcoin, that more people should save in Bitcoin, and more people are coming into the fold. We can see on our numbers over here that there's new people coming into Bitcoin, even though it's the depth of the bear market. More people are learning about Bitcoin. More people are not getting caught up in the shitcoin scam. They're avoiding the shitcoin headaches. So I think the silver lining, like Marty Bent said, of this year is that even though we got wrecked, you know, the bear market got wrecked, you can see it over here. Yes, the Bitcoin price is hovering around 16K right now. You know, we're in the depth of the bear market. Number continues to go up, and the fundamentals of Bitcoin have never been stronger. So I think since we are going into the Christmas spirit, you know, we can do our best to continue to spread that signal, get people on the Bitcoin wallets that we like. We try to tell you guys all the time now, since Beautyana rebuked us in the past, to spread that Bitcoin signal out there. You know, I've really become a huge fan of the Pine Wallet and Phoenix Wallet, guys. And Moon Wallet's doing really good stuff. Very, very simple UX and onboarding experiences for the new people out there. And of course, we got to explain these trade-offs, guys, because we want to help people avoid these mistakes. But of course, humans have funny psychology, and the only way that they are going to learn is by wrecking themselves. But I think we've seen enough huge examples this year where people are waking up to the message that we try to tell you guys every single day. Bitcoin only is the way. You just need to save in Bitcoin, avoid all the shitcoin casino, avoid all the shitcoin gambling, because you will get wrecked. You are the yield. The name of the game is Bitcoin, and then steal your Bitcoin. So as Marty Bent said again, just to recap, you know, the silver lining of this year has been a clear distinction between Bitcoin and shitcoins, and now it's time to double down and harden the tools that will bring the world a peer-to-peer digital cash system. And hey, if Nico is right on the beginning and Elon Musk does bring Twitter onto Bitcoin, guys, I know Twitter is a centralized app, but this will proliferate the peer-to-peer economy. Again, it's a peer-to-peer digital electronic cash system, guys. The name of the game is run your own node. Verify your transactions for yourself. Take Bitcoin into self-custody because you do not need a middleman anymore. And this is why we do what we do every single day, to show people that Bitcoin is here to help the world, to fix the money, and ensure that we don't have to rely on banks, to politicians, to not print money. We have a solution to this, guys. Fix the money, fix the world. I know they're all memes and we double down on them, but guys, now is the time to continue to beat that drum that Bitcoin is the solution and take Bitcoin into self-custody, because that is the revolution. And explain to people the best tools. So, yeah, exactly. As A. Mayorga said, don't trust anybody with your money, because as history has shown, they will abuse that trust. Anyways, Nico, jump in. What do you think? What do you think about this message? Am I spitting the hopium out there today?
Dude, or no,
is
not
it
at
the
all.
Signal spreading.
It's the signal spreading, because you're basically we're like everything that guy said in the numbers. What we said during the news segment and what you just said during the culture, it's the same freaking message, right? It's peer-to-peer. It's not peer-to-peer. It will be co-opted, right? And I just got to say, man, Opti's getting really good at these.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. The student is learning from the master.
Hold on. Yellow's being annoying.
Craig is a potato.
Thanks, Yellow. All right, Deathbed, what are your thoughts, bro?
Yeah, I think this is that message is a good opportunity to remind people that although stacking sats and hodling is the way, that's not the only thing we have to do here. So with all these, you know, exchanges being burned down and burning to the ground, this is time to educate. This is the time to push. This is the time to do some of the things that Marty was saying. Tell people why they should run a node, a BTC pay server, onboarding a bunch of people to being able to accept Bitcoin, like say an Oshi is doing, because it's not just about stacking sats and HODL. That doesn't build adoption. Adoption happens when people understand it and figure out what we've figured out here, which is the continuation of this thing here. So I say this all the time. Nobody should be sitting around and saying, buy the dip. Don't get me wrong. Buy this price all the time. But that shouldn't be your only intention. It should be figuring out how you can contribute to the space, such as, you know, y'all doing, I'm doing, to be able to continue this adoption, because the best marketing is what's going on right now. The problems are outlining themselves. People are seeing why custody is important, why, you know, doing the right thing as the protocol intended is important. And that's what I like to harp on in these times. It's not just about stacking sats. It's about going on. And stop waiting for these billionaires to do something. Inherently, they never struggled with what money is. So most of them don't understand what money is. So there's a lot of, you know, plebs here in the incubators that are really building the next best thing. And back to what we were talking about before, would be amazing if Elon did something with Twitter and peer-to-peer. But I'm not putting my money on the Elon bucket when there's a lot of guys out here that are really innovating and setting us up for the next 5 to 10 years. So let's keep pushing on that education, y'all.
Bars.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And I think you really hit the nail on the head, Deathbed, right? This is, you know, this is a peaceful revolution. This is about winning over hearts and minds, right? We know we have the best incentives. All they have left is coercion. All they have left is propaganda. We're going to get to, I wish we had time to cover it today during the news, but we ran out of time. We'll cover it tomorrow. But this is why they were having such a meltdown with Elon acquiring Twitter, right? They're literally like, not only is money being disintermediated in real time, information is being disintermediated in real time, and they're trying to justify their existence. But this revolution only works if individuals take personal responsibility, start taking self-custody, start using Bitcoin peer-to-peer. And I'm very optimistic of this happening in developing countries, because in developing countries, they don't have a good alternative. Where in developed countries, man, use PayPal, use Venmo, use Cash App. And it's like, it's comfortable and people love comfort, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of people are willing to give up freedom for comfort. And that's the, you know, that's the sad reality. But again, you know, the revolution will happen regardless in developing countries. And that's where I'm most bullish for. I'm very bullish on El Salvador. I'm extremely bullish. Everything that I've heard from anybody that's been there is always positive, right? So I would not take your eyes off El Salvador. And just because it isn't developed today, Dubai 20, 30 years ago was a tenth of what it is today, right? So things could happen very quickly, especially if there's a tremendous amount of economic opportunity. If developed countries, Western countries start scaring away Bitcoiners, where do you think they're going to go? I make jokes with Opti all the time. I'm like, dude, if USA falls, we're all going to have to move to El Salvador. And I say that jokingly, but it's not a joke. Like, I'm dead serious, right? And Bitcoin gives you the power to do it easily, because not only can you vote with your wallet, but you could vote with your feet if you take Bitcoin into self-custody, right? That's the key here. If your Bitcoin is on an exchange, it ain't your Bitcoin. And it's exchanges Bitcoin, you have to ask for permission. The thing I always say, right? If you have to ask somebody else for permission to use your money, it ain't your money. It's only your money if you take that sweet, sweet corn into sweet, sweet self-custody. Anyways, let's hit the meme review. Let's do it.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by KaboomRax. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is KaboomRax. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRax. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. KaboomRax.
Kaboom. All right, well, guys, you already know this, the meme review. Tweets are the bullets, memes are the artillery. We are in an information war. You guys are the frontline soldiers. Continue to spread the truth. Dude, that sounds exactly what Yellow does to me in the spaces every single day.
No.
Anyways, perfect segue, Nico. Malaka. Perfect segue from what you just said. I know this is the meme review, but The Economist dropped this article you know, El Salvador's Bitcoin experiment is not paying off, at least so legacy media tries to tell you. But that's not the meme. The meme is by our friend Bikes and Bitcoin. And I forget what this Netflix show was, but it's like Birds or something. And it's blindfolded, and it's The Economist, Reuters, Associated Press. And it's them ignoring the massive FTX fraud and continuing to double down on all the noise out there because, hey, we know now that the legacy media has been bought and paid, and they're all in the same bed together, covering each other's asses. Anyways, again, guys, I pointed this out in the culture segment, and it's this one's at Not Grubbles, and this isn't even really the meme. The meme is more the conversation. So Not Grubbles goes, "Crypto is so embarrassing now. Even the Prince of Crypto is denouncing it." And you guys can see the video or the screenshot right here of the Time Magazine, which is Vitalik, and he goes, "The Prince of Crypto." And you see him right here, Vitalik, commenting, goes, "Lately, I've been thinking that the term crypto, quote unquote, as a whole, has a big problem, that it's an ungated commons anyone can freely draw from. So it's pretty much doomed to suffer from a constant tragedy of the commons. Focusing more on individual chain communities could be better. See, I told you guys, I brought the receipts. Even the shitcoin scammers are trying to separate themselves from, quote unquote, crypto scams." Amazing. The Prince of Crypto is so embarrassed by crypto, he is denouncing it. This next one, shouts out to Documenting BTC, and it goes, "Bitcoin is the first upgrade to the financial system in over 1,000 years. And you can see here, single entry accounting, 2000 BC from Mesopotamia, the Sumerian cuneiform describing the receipt of oxen. And then we got double entry accounting, 70 AD, Rome, Italy, system of tabulae rationum described by Pliny the Elder. And then 1299 in France, earliest recorded use by Amatino Manucci." Probably butchered that. And now we have Bitcoin, triple entry accounting by Satoshi Nakamoto, described in 2008 in the white paper. System of an independently verifiable chain of digital signatures by Satoshi Nakamoto. This is what we're all doing here, boys and girls. This next one, shouts out to RDBTC, and it's a GIF. And he goes, "Fuck that shit, Bitcoin only." And it's like a old lady kicking a shitcoin. Amazing.
Oh man.
I had to add that. Guys, this is a great meme. You guys need to show that one more love. Anyways, again, doubling down on legacy media's just abysmal cover of the FTX collapse. We got this. It's not even really a meme, but it is a meme. Shouts out to Mount Walshinbos. I don't even think this guy's a Bitcoiner. He's just he's a venture capitalist. But he goes, "Hey, Wall Street Journal, fix the headline. Can you fix the rest of the article?" And we got Wall Street Journal and the article. The original headline is "FTX Collapse Wiped Out Founders' Philanthropic Aims." But the meme is "FTX's Fraud Wiped Out Customer Money." I don't mean to laugh, but dang. Hey, yo, the truth is the truth. And legacy media is willfully neglecting the true story going on, and they're covering their ass. Anyway, next meme is by our friend Captain BC 1223, and he goes, "Hey friends, how is your stacking going?" And it's your brain. This is you guys at night. "Hey, are you sleeping?" "It's you trying to get some rest." "Yes, now shut up." And your brain goes, "I know how to stack more sats, buy more Bitcoin." And your laser's eye, come on. I know this is everyone out there. I see it on Twitter right now. Everyone's wondering, how do I make more fiat so I can get more Bitcoin because sats are so cheap. And this next one, shouts out to our buddy 21JCLP. "Something Nico says all the time, Bitcoin or slavery, Bitcoin 24/7. And this is a really awesome comic. You can see, you know, we got Klaus Schwab over here doing some very nefarious dark medical experiments in the background. We got Vitalik on the TV. We got Social Credit Bank. We got Dustin Jeff. Sorry, Nico. We got little school indoctrination camps. And then it's you guys, the Bitcoiners out there, creating families and opting out of the system and into the orange, bright future that Bitcoin will unleash for us, guys. That one was hopeful. We ended it very hopeful today. Anyways, of course, guys, this is the meme review. Drop your meme review score in the chat so we can read them off for you guys. If you guys remember, 2 weeks ago, we had Bitcoin for Kiddos on, and they sent me a copy of 99 Signs You Are a Bitcoin Maximalist. But I'm not going to give the whole book yet. I'm going to be able to use this book for a long, long time because I'm just going to pick pages out. So sign 3, you've never stored your private keys online. a sign you might be a Bitcoiner. Bitcoin maxis for the win.
Anyways. Dude, it's so powerful because it's a children's book and it's teaching children to be based, right? To be Bitcoiners. And I think that's really important. I think it was Matt Hill, CEO of Start9, that said that this whole thing is going to take three generations, right? So, you know, it's really great.
Easy enough, Nico could read it.
It's true. Anyways, shout out to Extemos. Man, you're awesome. Made a Simply Bitcoin mouse pad and it has all my quotes and it's dope. This is Nico Jones. Tweets are the bully. Tweets are the bullets and memes are the artillery. If you're against Bitcoin, you're against freedom. Extemos, I love you, man. This was so kind. I really appreciate it. This completely made my day, dude. Thank you so, so much, man. All right.
I use my coffee cup every single day.
There we go. Saint Opti. Saint Opti. All right. Deathbed. What would you give those memes?
Oh man, the old lady has some really good form on that cake. So I'm gonna go we're going out of 1 out of 10. Is that that's the scale here?
That works. It's anything you want, man. Yeah, anyways, man, guys, go ahead.
No, old lady gets a 10, 100%.
Old lady gets a 10. I love it. All right, guys, this is Simply Bitcoin Live. Drop your scores in the live chat, and we will read them. First, Extemos, love you, man. Thank you for everything. I gave these memes a leftover turkey carcass. Next one by Frank Arn. I give the memes one failing CCP government. I don't know, man. Look up Tiananmen Square, dude. And remember, they don't have the Second Amendment over there. So it's sad, man. It's sad what's going on over there. That's what I got to say. Guardian Healer says, I give those memes this Ethernet cable where the colors are opposite each other on each side instead of the same. Pretty sure it's a computer to computer. Sounds like you're having some issues there, man. I wish you the best of luck. Z Logic says, I give the memes everyone's blindfold suddenly turning transparent to their horror. Oh, deep, man. Deep. Okay. Mayorga says, those memes, you make our morning, guys.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was a meme short, but shout out to you, bro.
Shout out to, I appreciate it, dude. Opti's neglected excessive kneecap.
Fake news.
Okay. Score. Head Mastodon position at Swan pays 69.96 sats per year.
Wow, that's a lot of sats.
Yeah, that's a lot of sats, man. Tucson Bitcoin, I give that Opti's glasses that he has to get a new prescription for.
I really do.
Global nonsense. I give them one of my 12-hour shift spray painting Airbus wings to stack extra sats. Oh man.
Wow.
Pretty badass. Andres Romero says, I give memes pomps block fight show. Man, dude, that
hold on, guys. I got it for you guys. Hold on. Oh my god.
That was really.
So what about
block five? Rocket ship, get on board.
What? Rocket ship, get on board.
Dude.
No.
Dude, it's like, oh man. They. You know, the sad part about all these influencers, I'm not going to talk shit about their content creation because it's very difficult, but I will call out the questionable integrity decisions, right? And talking about Plan B, talking about Pomp, is that they all get to keep the audiences that they built up. So Plan B, you know, he shilled this Hopium. It convinced a lot of people, you know, some people got wrecked, I guess. And, but he's still bigger as big as ever, right? I know a huge portion of his audience probably realized the guy's a scumbag, but you know, he still gets to keep him. And you know, that the thing with Pomp, man, it's like, look, your sponsors are your partners, man. You know, and it's just like it is such a shame. It is such a shame, dude, that you know, he and look, at the end of the day, a lot of people, they run into him. YouTube pushes him hard, right? Twitter pushes him hard, gives a big following. And, you know, at the end of the day, you kind of have to have some responsibility, you know, and it's such a shame, dude. It's such a shame. How many people signed up to BlockFi because of that recommendation? How many people got wrecked? Right. You know, It's a tough one, man. It's definitely a tough one. Definitely a tough one. Anyways, enough about that. We do want to talk about Deathbed's podcast. Let's check it out. Let's check out some plebsites.
Plebsites.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel, and there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux Triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
All right. So, guys, check this out. This is Talking in Bits. This is Deathbed's podcast. Let's check out some of the pages. This is the link tree. Go check it out on his Twitter. We linked his Twitter down in the video description. A Bitcoin podcast, value for value. And I gotta say, man, like, and I'll have the video playing in the background while we talk. This is some good production quality, dude. Your lighting is spot on. Really like that. And then the cool paintings in the background, some really cool stuff, some really interesting. So why don't you tell everybody what your podcast is about, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, thanks for the love, Nico. First of all, that website is outdated. I'm going to be quite frank with y'all. I'm a one-man team here. But yeah, man, my podcast started as Bitcoin, right? It still is Bitcoin. But as we've all found, Bitcoin seems to now be more of like imposed in every single facets of our lives. So now I'm just having conversations, you know, with ranchers, about food, about health, nutrition, that all tie back into Bitcoin and the sovereignty of things. So Talking in Bits is a Bitcoin podcast that's now more of a life conversation podcast. Every Wednesday, I have an interview with, you know, a Bitcoiner or somebody else. I call that the main chain. And that's where you can get a lot of wisdom from some of the smartest people in the space. Actually, before this, I just had Drew Bunsall, co-founder of Unchained on, et cetera. I've had Gigi on, Eric Kaysen. I saw somebody put that in the comments. And then I have these solo rips that are fan favorites. And those are every Saturday morning. They're more concise. They're about a half hour, and they're more just me, you know, riffing about a lot of things that upset me because, you know, some people are bothered by what this fiat legacy system has actually done to the world, done to our parents, done to us, done is doing to our children. But they kind of keep their mouth shut about it. Right. And what I've done is I've taken on no sponsors. I've taken on, you know, no advertisers, no, none of that stuff. In order to be able to say what I want, when I want. And thankfully, because of Lightning and Value for Value, I've been able to scale that. And I've been able to do that successfully without having to worry about who I rubbed the wrong way or not. So, you know, you guys check it out if you just want to hear. I know there's a lot of Bitcoin podcasts. I say that's a free market for time. And just give it a listen. Solo rips are meant to be small and concise just for that purpose. Because you probably have like a 3 hour, you know, let's one of your favorite podcasters, Marty or anything. And then let me just sneak in there for a half hour and give you a little bit of value. And then the main chain is just phenomenal. People just come on and give me their time. I'm learning, y'all learning. It's just a beautiful thing. So that's kind of Talking awesome. In Bits in a nutshell.
Awesome, man. Well, it's really exciting. The more Bitcoin content, the better. It's all about peace, pushing the peaceful revolution forward, waking up individuals to better money. And I commend you for your work, man. Super, super cool. Opti, why don't you tell everybody where they could find the audio version of Simply Bitcoin?
Oh, yes. How could I forget, guys? We are on Anchor. We're on Spotify. We are on Apple. Again, I'm pretty sure we are on every podcast app out there, but we are also part of the Value for Value economy. We are on Fountain. We love you guys streaming sats. We did miss last Friday, but I will make sure I have the comments and the sats on this Friday's show so that we can give you guys all the love you deserve. Also, shouts out to all you guys that are clipping us on Twitter. We really appreciate it. Help, you know, get the signal out. Nico says it all the time. It's not just us. Spread all that Bitcoin signal because I know Deathbed said that there is a free market for your time, which I absolutely love. But there's not enough Bitcoin content out there because there's still shitcoin fiat content out there. So we need to continue to push the Bitcoin signal out there so that the world knows that we are here to fix the money and they have the tools and the solutions for this.
Amen. Preach, brother. Preach. Guys, also make sure to join Simply Bitcoin Telegram group. I made it easier for you guys. You got to go to www.t.me/simplybitcointv. Also, check out the written version of this show, www.simplybitcoin.news. Shout out to our awesome writers, Rustin, Zach, Paul, Winekiss. You guys, it is literally the written version of the show. That's why it's called Simply Bitcoin Unfiltered. It's dope and it's absolutely free. Also, shout out to our awesome clothing sponsor, representltd.com. They just dropped Simply Bitcoin merch. Opti, show the back. Show the back, bro. Show the back. Check it out. Simply Bitcoin. I'm wearing the Peaceful Revolution.
I think this one's limited merch.
Is it limited? They're all limited, bro.
I know, but like this one was a very special drop. This one's the guy with the website. So
this one's the one with the tank. Guys, it's
the
all
other one. We need the other one on here. It's all lit.
I did. I just got in the mail. All cap supply. So they're all limited. It's a limited edition drop. When they run out, they run out. They're not making more. They're not making more of these designs, better said. So definitely go check out representltd.com. And you can use the promo code simply-bitcoin to get a 10% discount. Anything off the store, representltd. Guys, we love you. Thank you for joining us on Simply Bitcoin Live. We appreciate it. If you guys enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. If you really like what we're doing, consider subscribing. And of course, number one thing you could do to push this peaceful revolution forward is share this video. In fact, share all Bitcoin content. We love you all, and we'll be back tomorrow, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for a brand new episode of Simply Bitcoin. See you guys all later.